That's all from Information Desk for this week. And now to more stories, including an estranged mother desperate to be reunited with a homeless hero's son.
Norwich's new Lord Mayor and Sheriff have taken on their civic roles and pledged their year in office will celebrate the city's centuries-long tradition of welcoming strangers. Labour City Councillor David Fullman, who represents Mancroft, becomes just the third person in the history of the role, which dates back to 1909, to become Lord Mayor for a second time. He previously held the position in 1989 to 1990. The new sheriff is David Walker, formerly the clerk to Norwich Charitable Trusts, made up of three charities which help people in financial need. The duo have decided that the theme for their civic year will be Norwich, the welcoming city, in recognition of how the city has long welcomed refugees and immigrants. Their chosen civic charity, which they will raise money for during the year, is the Norwich Integration Partnership, which comprises of New Roots, English Plus, and The Bridge Plus. The three organisations offer services to people from ethnic minority communities seeking to address the disadvantages and challenges faced by recently settled migrants with complex needs.
Robin Dauncey, 70, from St Benedict Street in Norwich, was just about to open a new pottery business below his home, but died a month after being diagnosed with bowel cancer. The Essex-born father of four had a long-term partner and four grandchildren. He had been producing handmade pottery for more than 30 years in Norwich, after working as a civil engineer on Birmingham's Spaghetti Junction and briefly for the Norfolk County Council Road Construction Unit. His son, Joe Dauncey, 40, from Hampshire, said he became disillusioned with civil engineering and wanted to do something more fulfilling. He was a character and was incredibly social. It would take him forever to walk from his home to King Street because everyone would stop and talk to him. He was a big believer in community and small businesses. He made bowls, plates, cups and saucers, not to make a profit, but because he enjoyed it, according to his son.
The estranged mum of a homeless man who rushed to help children injured in the Manchester terror attack has said she's extremely proud of her son and is desperate to be reunited with him. Jessica Parker, who lives at Gilman Road in Sprowston, spotted her son Chris on the news after he raced to help those who were seriously injured in the suicide bombing at an Ariana Grande concert at Manchester Arena. Her son, who has slept rough in Manchester for about a year, but lived in Norwich until he was seven, has told of how he helped a young girl who had lost her legs in the blast before a woman he believed to be her mother died in his arms. Mrs. Parker said that she is now desperate to make contact and patch things up.
Police have put out a renewed warning against rogue traders after reports of unknown persons trying to sell generators and power tools from vans at residents' doorsteps. A spokesman said, "These sellers will not offer any consumer protection, so we can advise you to say no and report these incidents to the police and trading standards." Police said there was an incident in Wyndham where two Irish-sounding men entered a farm and tried to sell a generator. Police trading standards and other agencies netted scores of offenders, including one arrest for drug driving, the recovery of a stolen trailer, and three reports for driving without insurance. Police also reported two drivers for waste carrying scrap metal dealer act offences and issued 13 traffic offence reports.
Vigils held in Norwich aim to show solidarity with those killed and injured in the Manchester terrorist attack and send a message of unity. Gatherings were held at the University of East Anglia and City Hall. In the city, the vigil was organised by Stand Up to Racism and attracted a small but passionate crowd who listened to the speakers give their take on the events. At the university, hundreds of students packed into the institution's square to hear from speakers and light candles. First your, first-year student, Sean Gallagher, was brought up in Manchester, and he said, "I've never felt so far from home, but I've never been so proud as I am right now to be a Manc."
The new owner of Norfolk carmaker Group Lotus says it will unleash the full potential of the famous brand. Chinese car giant Zhejiang Geely Holding Group, which owns Volvo and the London Taxi Company, is to buy a majority stake in the Hethel-based manufacturer, as well as 49.9% in its Malaysian parent company, Proton. The deal, which has been submitted to the Hong Kong Stock Exchange, where Geely's shares are listed, is pending regulatory approval, which is expected to be decided in mid-July. It's believed to be worth around £51 million.
Margaret Thompson is here now with this month's What's On.